السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى blesses us with the tawfiq of being able to listen to deeni advice from time to time. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To understand what a great blessing is, we need to go and look at those places where there are no efforts of deeni advice taking place, where either there are no masajid, or if there are no masajid, then no efforts of advice take place in the masjid. No talks take place. No ta'aleem takes place. No effort of da'wah and tabligh takes place. And many places to this extent that there is no maktab as well. There is no madrasa for young children. So no advice takes place there. If you go to those places where no advice takes place, you will find that deen, practice, and thereafter iman very quickly leaves the hearts of people. It doesn't take many generations before iman is unrecognizable. So deeni advice, being able to give in, granted the tawfiq to listen to some advice, even if it is something as small as sitting in ta'lim 5 minutes. Sometimes in our masjid as well, in our other masjid as well, it happens that after one salah, maybe a hadith is delivered for 5 minutes. After Asr in our masjid, one point is read from a book. That is deeni advice as well. Any opportunity of listening to deeni advice is a very valuable opportunity. But there is one advice which underpins every single other deeni advice that we receive. What do I mean? There is one advice that to practice upon any other deeni advice you receive, you must practice upon this. You can say it is the foundation. What is this foundational advice? This foundational advice that you need to practice upon every other advice is valuing and using your time well. Without it, you cannot practice on any other advice. You are given the advice that, you know, make sure you perform your salah. And take it a level further, that, you know, try to perform your salah in the masjid. And if you want to take it a level further, you know, you have to perform your sunnah mu'akkada. And if further advice is given, then make sure you perform your salah with quality. Inshallah, soon we will go through some aspects of the quality of salah in a few weeks' time. Then sometimes advice is given that, you know, try to come for salah early. When you have time, every so often, maybe once a week, sit in the masjid after salah as well. Every single one of these advices, and we're just talking about salah, you can talk about anything else. Every single one of these advices, it requires you to value your time if you want to practice upon it. Without it, you have no hope of practicing upon any advice. So value in your time, making use of your time. Although this might be something that we hear time and time again, from ulama, from others, it's something which is worth repeating time and time again. Value your time, value your time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this many ahadith as well. And in fact, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath by time. Wal asr, asrun, one meaning of asr is the common meaning of Asr when you hear is Salatul Asr. But one meaning of Asr is time. And according to the majority of Mufassirin, Wal Asr means I take oath of time. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath of something, when we take an oath, we can only take an oath in the name of Allah. That is the principle for humans. A person cannot take an oath of anything other than Allah. It's impermissible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, can take oath of anything. So in the Quran, in various places, He takes oath of different things. And whenever He takes oath of something, it's to show us the importance of it. And it's to show us as well that what I am going to tell you ahead, this what I am mentioning in the oath is connected to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say in this small surah? Wal Asr. I take oath of time. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Innal insana lafi khusr. Every single human is in loss. He's destroyed. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who bring iman, who do good deeds, who encourage each other to stay on the truth, to be patient, to remain steadfast. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took oath of time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the message that all of you are destroyed, all of you are in loss, all of you are doomed, except those who do these amal. So the Mufassirin have said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath of time at the beginning, He was telling us that to do these amal, to bring iman, to do good deeds, you will have to use your time. So in reality, this short surah is very, very important. And that is why the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, it was their practice that whenever they used to meet and they used to have conversations, whatever, maybe worldly, dini conversation, this was the habit and the ma'amun that before they part, when they would part, they would say salam. But before that, by way of reminder, one of them would read this surah. It was kind of part like the parting advice that make sure you use your time, make sure you use your time. Make sure you do this amal, and for that you will need to use your time. So we are going through the holidays as well, and this is a general advice. If we are going through a holiday or whatever, even a weekend, we have more time. So valuing your time becomes even more important. Other times come around, valuable. Ramadan came around, valuing your time is even more important. Those people who understood the value of time and they valued, after that they made practical steps to value time, their attitude was totally different. A very great alim and scholar, Khalil ibn Ahmad, rahmatullah alayhi, he was a very great scholar of the Arabic language in the early years. He used to say that the most difficult moments of my day, the most difficult moments of my day, the most burdensome moments of my day are what? The moments that I spend eating. Why? Because I want to busy myself in good deeds, in activities that will further my hereafter. But this is a necessity. What can I do? So in reality, if you think about it, these people's eating was also an ibadah. They were only eating because they have to eat to carry on with ibadah, to carry on doing good deeds, to carry on benefiting the ummah. But despite that, their mentality was such that I wish I didn't have to do this. We are talking about necessities here. For a necessity, a person can use his time. There is nothing wrong with that. That is not wasting time. But because they understood the value of time and it was entrenched in them, this was the attitude. Another great saint, name of the past, Hazrat Dawood Tai rahmatullahi. Someone once saw him. Someone had the opportunity to come to his house to sit with him, and it was at mealtime, whether it was the lunch, dinner. And they noticed something strange. They noticed that on the dasturkhan, no full meal ever came. What happened instead? Instead, he got some dried barley. Some dried barley. He put it into a glass of water. He waited for a bit. And then the barley softens after a bit. A bit like you can say Weetabix. And then he drank it. So the person who was there noticed that, you know, it's mealtime and that's all that's happened. So when he had a chance, he asked him. So Dawood Tai rahmatullah alayhi said that I used to have a full meal. And then one day, a thought came to my mind. And because of this thought, I, instead of having a full meal, I did what I have done today. That I put some barley in water, I let it soften, and then I drank it, and that was my meal. And then I measured how many verses of the Quran I could recite in the time I have saved. And I came to the conclusion that I could recite this many more verses every day if I had a meal like this instead. So you and I, when we hear these things, we might think these are crazy people. They were crazy. They were crazy for the hereafter. They were crazy because they understood the value of time. Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned an incident of a student who enrolled in his Darul Uloom in Saharanpur. And he mentioned that this student had a unique habit. And this habit remained for all the years, 6, 7, 8 years. In the Indian subcontinent, sometimes the Alim course is 9 years as well. So the entire length of his stay in the Darul Uloom, he had a unique habit. What was this unique habit? So food would be prepared in the Darul Uloom kitchen. And then it would be given, maybe they didn't have a dining hall at that time, so it was given to every student's room. So in those times, food was the same every day. Or maybe there was one meal today, the other meal, and then the third day, back to the first meal. So every day it was some roti and salad, some roti and curry. So this student, whoever would come to bring the food, he would tell him that to leave the roti here and take the curry. So every day, instead of having roti and curry, he would just have roti. Why did he used to do that? Because he realized that to have roti and curry together, I have to put the book away that I am studying. I can't study the book at the same time and involve myself in eating roti and salad together. But if I just leave the salad and leave the curry, break up the roti and have it, then I can study and have the roti at the same time. So the Shaykh Rahmatullah said his entire time in Darul Uloom he used to do this. All of the people regarding whom we know them to be great from a deeni point of view, from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, those after them to our era, if you look in their life, you will see this quality that they were very, very particular with the time. It's a common quality. In fact, I will go a step further and say that it will, all of the people who succeed in worldly matter means as well, in worldly fields. Someone in the field of medicine, biology, he becomes a top researcher. Someone in another field, the field of business, he reaches the heights. If you look in their lives as well, you will see, maybe not in the latter half, but in the first half of their life, when they have to do the grafting, if you look in their life as well, you will see that there was value of time, and nothing but value of time. Even the advice we gave, we had so many weeks where we discussed dua, and you mentioned that this is how you bring dua into your life. Even that advice, if we don't value our time, we won't be able to practice upon it. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is a very famous muhaddith. And previously in the Sunni Lane course, we used to read his 40 hadith. And he has written many other books as well, Shafi, and his books are, he is one of the central figures in the Shafi'i Madhab in terms of his books, and he is a very well-known muhaddith as well. The very famous book of hadith, Muslim Sharif, Sahih Muslim, which is read in the Alim course, the commentary of it, his is the most famous commentary on it. So he passed away at the age of 45. He passed away at the age of 45, very early age. But after he passed away, when the people after him looked at how many books he had written, they worked out that he would have to have filled 3 exercise books daily to have written all of these books. Now you and I, we think, how is that even possible? But when a person uses his time well for good deeds, Allah Ta'ala grants more barakah in it. Good deeds pull barakah. So the purpose of all of these incidents is that we can't get there, but we can start somewhere. Where do we start? By looking at our day. Where are we wasting time? Make a timetable. Every single person should have a timetable. I always give this as an example, that if you want to know how valuable a timetable is, if you, once you get a time, it takes time. It takes time to make a good timetable. What do I mean? First you will make a timetable, and then after making it, then you will realize that, no, this needs changing. After 1 week, you will realize, no, this needs changing. And the country will even, you will need a different timetable for every season as well. But you will realize, no, I need more time for this. I don't have any time free here, this needs to be moved. That will happen. Oh no, I need more sleep, whatever the case. So it will take time. Similarly, it will take time to become firm on your timetable as well. Maybe when you make a timetable for 2-3 days, you will follow it, and the third day you will feel lazy. But to give you an example, a very simple example of the value of a timetable, I always say this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made 5 salah compulsory upon us. 5 salah. And let's ignore the sunnah and the nafil, even the sunnah mu'akkadah for now. Let's just look at the fard and the witr. 2 rakat in fajr. Another 4 in zuhr, so we are on 6. Another 4 in asr, so we are on 10. Another 3 in maghrib, so we are on 13. And in isha, there are 4 fard and 3 witr, so 7. So 20 compulsory rakats altogether. We're ignoring the sunnah mu'akkadah for now. If we add them, then we end up with another 10 or so, 10, 12. So let's go with 20 rakats. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that, you know what, every day you need to perform 20 rakats. When you perform, it is up to you. You need to perform 20 rakats. When you perform, it is up to you. Then the majority of us, we would not be able to manage it. Maybe for some time we would manage it, and then like it is, we leave something till late, it gets missed out. We leave it till late, 20 rakats, oh, manage to perform 10, it's too tired to perform the other 10. But this seemingly very, very difficult task of 20 rakats, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split it up and made it into a timetable for us. That no, the first 2 must be performed at this time, the next 4 must be performed in between these 2 times, the next 4 here, the next 3 here, and the next 7, the final 7 here. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this, then without too much difficulty, many of us managed to perform this much and so much more as well. We can perform 2 extra with Fajr, 6 extra with Dhuhr. What does that tell us? That tells us the value of having a timetable, fixing times for different amal, for different necessities, for different dini necessities. And if we think about it, the advices we get given from the member time again, do tilawah every day, do this every day, most of those advices don't take a very large amount of time. They require a little slot of time, a 10-minute slot here, a 15-minute slot there. And we have these as well. It's not that we don't have these. If we think we don't have these, if we look carefully through our day, then we will come to the and we try to find this out, we will come to the conclusion that we do have it. Maybe it's being wasted away elsewhere right now. I always say this, and I tell the students in the madrasa as well, that the smartphone has destroyed us. Why? Because we kind of have a instinct that whenever we don't have anything to do, we take it out. It's lunchtime, whether in school, whether at work. You've had your lunch, you don't have anything to do. Take your smartphone, let me see what I can do. You've come home from work, and food's not ready yet. You get told, you know, 10, 15 minutes. You sit on the sofa, let me see what I can. Every single free slot, we've just made it a habit that we take it out. And then we think, I don't have any time. You know, if we look carefully, we have so much time. So, be in the holidays and in general, let us make this a target that we want to value our time. And inshallah, we'll mention some more points in next week and maybe some weeks after that as well, regarding how a person values his time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq to make the most of our time. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.